Hi there, it's Simon Daniels of Autograph, and you're watching the Metal Interview Podcast.
Take Me Higher is the new single by the legendary Autograph from the 80s, if you guys might recall. For those of you that might recall, for you younger ones, you might not recall Autograph. But anyways, they are gathering a lot of new fans as we speak, and they are still active. And we have Simon Daniels on the podcast, the vocalist for Autograph. And they are celebrating, and they have a brand new album by the name of Beyond Frontiers Music. They recently lost their bassist, original bassist, Randy Rand. May he rest in peace. And they are continuing on with the band, as those were his wishes, of course. So anyways, Simon will talk about all those details of the band, Autograph. And so anyways, let's check out their new lyric video and song and single, Take Me Higher. We'll be right back.
Style of these times to share your mind.
awesome jam right there. If you guys like that, you like what you hear, download it, stream it. You can now find it on digital services, digital formats, however you want to refer to that as. Song by the name of Take Me Higher off their brand new spanking album, rocking album, Beyond, on Frontiers Music, SRL. And you guys might recall the big hit they had in the 80s with the original singer, hit by the name of Turn Up the Radio. So anyways, let's cut it short and let's go to the interview in the chat with Mr. Simon Daniels, lead vocalist and also guitarist of Autograph. Enjoy. So first of all, congrats on being the new frontman for Autograph.
Well, I'm not really the new one because I've been in the band since 2013.
Yes, correct. So yes.
It's almost a decade next year. But
9 years.
I know what you mean, so thank you very much.
Yes, I'm a big fan since the late 80s, before they first broke up. I went out and bought the cassette. Well, first of all, I heard the song, Turn Up the Radio, you know, the you guys' biggest hit. And so I went out and bought the cassette, but I bought the wrong one. I got Loud and Clear, which is the wrong one. And I still became a fan, you know. That's also a badass album. So anyways, thanks to MTV and all that.
I love it, you know. Signing Peace, that's the first album to turn off the radio.
Yeah, I found out, yeah. So This Ain't the Place I Want to Be, the newest video out there. It rocks, man. You guys killed it. Who directed it?
Thank you. Well, we had a friend of ours, a director, Paul Gervasi, and he's done other videos for us. He did it for our previous record from 2017. He did two videos for us. And so this is the third one that he did. And, you know, this is basically the first song that came out. Our record is scheduled to come out November 18th, but it can be pre-ordered right now at autographband.net.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you love good music and good podcasts, you'll love Roots Music Rambler. I'm Jason Falls. My co-host Francesca Folinazzo and I talk to the singers, songwriters, musicians, and more in Americana, alt-country, bluegrass, folk, blues, and beyond. We share our own takes on the latest news in the space and recommend new music for you to explore every episode. Come get to the roots of the music you love. Find us at RootsMusicRambler.com or go wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Roots Music Rambler.
Yes, I got to hear it. Just a killer, killer album. I love the ballad. There's a ballad in there. People will find out. Take Me Higher. I love that song right there.
Yeah, the word ballad is interesting. I mean, it's a slower song, and it could have been a ballad, but the lyrics are really not, you know, the lyrics are very universal. So usually when we say the word ballad, it seems like we're referring to a romantic song. But this one is more like a state of mind, a state of being.
Yeah, it's like a rockish kind of, it's a badass song. People will love the album. I got to hear it, and it's just incredible. So talk to us about this new record, Beyond. First of all, my condolences on Randy's passing and the last remaining original member, right? So
Yes, go ahead.
The Beyond, who arranged it? Did everybody pitch in ideas, riffs, lyrics?
Well, we were actually not planning on making a full-on record. Months ago, we just decided to put out singles because, you know, the physical copies are not what they did selling like they used to. But then all of a sudden, Frontiers Records came kind of like from nowhere and said, "You guys want to make a full album?" And we said, "Yeah, of course."
Nice.
So we just, you know, we actually wrote the whole album in about 2.5 weeks. I had three songs, and then Jimmy Bell sent me some stuff, and then Brandy came here, and so we made it a group effort. But basically, there were 20 songs. There were about 20 songs that were completed, and then we chose 13 of them. And one of them is, I think it's only coming out in Japan, or it's like a bonus from a digital track that the Frontiers is offering. I'm not exactly sure what it is. But the recording was about 2 to 3 weeks, but it was at our own schedule. And our drummer, which is the engineer, he has a recording studio here. We did it in his house. So it was very convenient and very calm, and actually very effortless. We didn't record the 20 songs. We recorded like about 15, and then we chose the 12.
Yeah, awesome. Talk to us about your career before before Autograph, what's your beginning in music like? What was your first band, and how old were you? Because obviously you play guitar very well, and you sing great. Which came first, the guitar or the vocals? Or
I actually play many instruments. I'm a 24/7 full-on musician. I mean, that's what I do. I'm always with an instrument in my hand. But I started out actually. I was born and grew up in Brazil, in Rio, and I was 23 when I moved to Los Angeles, which was 1985. And then I already had a couple albums out in Brazil with Warner Brothers and Columbia, song and a soap opera. But I thought that especially at that time, the market was very limited, and I wanted to reach the whole world. I knew that if I came to LA, and that's where the scene was happening, the whole metal scene was happening, and everything that would come out from here would go everywhere. So I had an opportunity to move here, came here, and got in a band called Jailhouse. I got a manager.
Yeah.
The producer Kim Folley, which is he wrote some songs with Kiss, and he did the Runaways and some other things, and you know, started working with him and started learning about the place. The band that you know started getting steam, and we became really big on the Sunset Strip, and then we got signed to Restless Records, put out a live album, did touring and MTV, Headbangers Ball, all that kind of stuff. And then it ran its course, and then I did some solo stuff where I played all the instruments and produced it and did it in one of those things where you don't want to wait for anybody to just do it yourself. So then I had a solo album called Human Being that came out in 1999. But before that, mid-90s, I was signed to Interscope Records with a band called Flood. So I've been around. And so what happened is in 2013, there was a Jailhouse reunion that went on the Monsters of Rock cruise. And then a month or two later, I got a phone call from Kenya Richards, which was the original drummer of Autograph. And the other two, Steve and Randy, I was basically immediately recruited into the band. And then the idea was to reform the band with a little bit of more... a little harder edge and a little more modern and more guitar oriented, and so we were all on the same page, and you know, we took it from there.
So was that actual reunion like in a room with instruments, or was it just a lot of talk, or what was that reunion like?
It was about a month of just talking until because everybody lived in different states, and then I mean Randy used to live here at the time, but Steve was living in Seattle, so he came here. Randy, Kenny was living in Joshua Tree, so you know we all came here to North Hollywood, which is close to where I live, and went to a very famous studio called Mates, a rehearsal studio that you know where Guns N' Roses had it locked in for 3 years, whatever. But you know, it was we had the same connections because even though we just met each other, we were in the same circle of people, so we all had the same friends, and so it was a little talk until we played together. As we played it as a three piece first,
really,
before Steve came in, and it was and it just locked in and really clicked in, and then when he came, it was a done deal.
So you actually got to jam with the some of the original guys.
All of them.
Yeah,
other
yeah,
than
yeah.
The, other wow. than Steve Isham, who passed away 5 years before,
yeah.
And of course the original singer Steve Plunkett, he was asked to be part of this before me,
yeah.
And he didn't want to do it. So he just you know he didn't want to do it. He had his own reasons. He I don't know if his voice was well. He was he's older than me too. You know, so he had a successful career in radio commercials or whatever. So they went straight to me. You know, and it just from there on we just became like a really 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 close group.
Yeah, well, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
As a fan, of course. Yep, for sure.
Thank you.
So how did it feel? I mean, I'm a fan, as I told you, from the early days. How did it feel sitting there with the original guys, you know? I mean, the original Turn Up the Radio guys, you know, in the same room jamming. How did that feel, you know?
It felt great. I mean, I was a fan of the band, too. I you know, I loved that song. But like I said before, I've been around the block. I worked with very big producers before. So I like the fact that they, and keep in mind, the Autograph is a band that is unlike the other, these other bands that have been playing along all these years. They stopped completely in 1990. They just stopped. So they came back. So they came back with me in 2013. And it's a very long time, so they had to, you know, get their chops together and all that. And of course, we had the same vision. It was exciting for me. They were very nice. We immediately, we immediately became friends, and
you clicked. Yeah.
And so after that, 5 minutes later, you forget who is who, and
they're
just another human being.
Exactly right. Yeah, I've spoken to many interviews and rock stars, and at the end of the day, I mean, they're all just human beings, you know. It's just what I discovered as a fan, and as a
they all go to the bathroom.
Yeah, we all eat. Yeah, and
it's not something we want to think about, but it's true.
Right, we're all human beings. Yeah. So speaking of the new record, Beyond Frontiers Music, do you think this is a new direction for the Autograph sound, or would you say it's a slightly different direction?
It's actually kind of like bridging the old style with our new sound. I mean, basically, you know, if you listen to the first song that we put out, this ain't the place I want to be, which is actually a video that's dedicated to Randy, because now this album became a dedication to Randy's legacy, because this caught us by surprise. We actually all decided with the name Beyond, including him, and it seems like this. You know, it could seem that we came up with a name after he passed, but he would. This was just weird that he passed, and the name just kind of even made more sense. But, you know what? What was it? Your original question?
Yeah. Do you think Beyond is
a direction?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. So say, take that song for instance. The perfect example of bridging the styles, because it starts out with a tapping guitar, stereo recorded.
Yeah.
You know. Crazy solo, and then it goes. It's got the big chorus with the big vocals and the harmonies. It's got the riffs.
Awesome.
It's got all the elements that the band has. The only difference is basically that I'm being myself, and that it's a little heavier edge. But all the main ingredients we always keep it, because of what we like. Which is melodic, but melody. The harmonies, big chorus, riffs, and then, you know, how you harden the music underneath this is an interesting approach, because you can play a lot of the parts that were in keyboards. They didn't want to have keyboards. And I said, well, it's not going to be the same. They said, well, we don't want it to be the same. I said, well, you know, I'm not going to go against that, because I'd like to carry on. And but I figured out that at the time that you can play a lot of the keyboard parts on guitar, and the same notes, the same arrangements, and they have a different ring. They have a different depth of sound, especially those types of keyboards that back at that time, they were very fluffy pad sounding, you know. Rock music became harder and harder and harder. So you can keep the melodies and all, and you can harden the music behind, and people always, it never goes wrong. And the lyrics, which are, you know, identifiable to the world that we live now, because, you know, that's 35 years later.
Yeah. As far as the vocals, of course, Plunkett was there at the beginning. Did you ever feel you have to be under a shadow, his shadow, if you will? Or did you feel that the guys tell you, you know what, just be yourself? And or how did that work out?
I told them I would not do it.
Yeah.
If I wasn't going to be myself. And then he said, well, we don't want you to be like him. Because then you end up just having a copy of a nostalgic situation. That was that. For that time, I'm interested in bringing all the fans, all the people who love those songs, that love the melodies, love the essence of the songs, and bringing them along to the present and to the future, and get some new people. And, but authenticity to me is very important. And we all knew that the sound was going to change a little bit, and it was all good. I knew there was going to be a little resistance in the beginning, but in the long term, you have integrity and you earn integrity and you earn your own position. Because realistically, if you just really want to have a travel to the past, you can just go and put on their first three records. You don't have to buy our new record. But I guarantee you, if you buy our new record, you're going to get your ass kicked.
Yeah, for sure. It's awesome.
I can promise you.
So as far as the live performances, how do you guys go about the set list? Do you guys include, because you guys are, you recorded two albums, an album and one EP with them. Do you guys mix it up, the old stuff and the new stuff, or how do you guys fix that?
Yeah, naturally, when we started playing together for the first 2 years, almost everything was all the stuff, basically. Everything was the old stuff, you know. We actually went to England, even, I think, once or twice, and to the full on, it was because there was no. Then, when 2015 came in, we wrote the EP, we started incorporating some songs, you know. So, as now, because we have now the 2017 release, and we have this one coming up now, there's a lot of new songs, a lot of cool stuff. Of course, we're always going to have key songs on the set, which, like, other than Turn Up the Radio, we play Sander to Me, and we play All I'm Gonna Take, and we play My Girlfriend's Boyfriend Isn't Me, and sometimes we play She Never Looked That Good for Me, and, you know, some key songs that they have. I would say we play about four or five of the classic old songs, and then everything else is new. And we organize a set in a way where it builds a lot of tension, and it, in the end, the second to last song is called Get Off Your Ass.
Yeah.
And that's the title of our record from 2017. So when you sing Get Off Your Ass, guess what happens?
Get off your ass.
Gets up. They get off their asses. So we get them up, and then from there on, we're just going to go and turn up the radio, and it's just crazy.
Wow. Very cool. When can we expect you guys in Texas or a tour, maybe for the Mexican fans or South America? What's next for the band?
Well, right now we have a show in 2 weeks. We played a lot. Actually, the throughout the year and the second half of the last year, a lot. And we have a show in Sacramento in 2 weeks with Quiet Riot, and we have in the other 2 weeks later we have a show here in Hollywood, which is not very common, that we don't play too much in California, but it's at the Whiskey, so it's kind of a cool thing. And then shows are being booked. We have cruises booked for next year. We're doing the Key West in Florida in January, we've been in Texas. We love it, and you know, it's just, we do these fly-ins and shows. They come up. We usually go play with the people from the roster that the agency that we have. We play with Slaughter and Stephen Piercy, and it usually get packaged, and it's pretty cool. So I think that sooner than later.
Awesome. Do you have any plans to revisit your old projects, old bands? Not reunion, but I'm saying maybe a new recording or a one-off gig, a fly-in, fly-out thing.
You mean regarding other things that I've done?
Your career before Autograph.
Yeah. Like I said, people know me from the band Jailhouse.
Yep.
Because I don't know if you remember a band called Rough Cut.
Yes, but, of course. Yeah.
Well, the Jailhouse was a merging of three members of original members of Rough Cut with me and another guitar player, and we were together for 6 years. And like I said, this was at the time when Ricky Rackman had the show on MTV, and Kurt Loder and all those guys. So it was like late 80s. We did a lot of stuff. We toured. Anybody that Googles Jailhouse, they're gonna see they're gonna see what was done.
Yeah, I remember. So, yeah,
it was a very strong local band that started becoming national, and then we got signed to Enigma. But then the 90s started coming in, and everything started changing, and it ran its course like everything else.
Can we see Jailhouse in the future, or is that done for?
I don't believe so, but, you know, the way I live my life is I can kind of take a day at a time, because we change our minds so much, so I don't want to limit myself and compromise anything. Who knows? I mean, who knows? I'm always open for...
You never know, right?
But it's certainly not in my plans right now.
Where can fans find your solo music, your solo stuff, is it Spotify, or is it just strictly on...
Right now we have, actually Spotify, CD Baby, They have that, but if you just Google Simon Daniels, you know, I have also a YouTube channel where I record a lot, do a lot of the songs, because I do a lot of the songs with acoustic guitar and piano in my house, just very, very casual, where it's really cool. Like, it feels like you're with me right there. You know, there's no effects, there's no microphone, nothing. It's just like very, you know, and so I play new songs, I do covers, and just for fun. And I have, like, I think at least 17 or 18 videos on YouTube under Simon Daniels. So that is actually how they found out about me in 2013, the guys from Autograph.
Wow, very cool. Do you want to send a message to your fans listening to this podcast?
Yes, absolutely. I want to say that we really appreciate all the support and the love from everybody, the people that are into in our journey since this reunion, since the 2013. We're very excited about this album, and we'll let the music do the talking. You should really get the album. You can go to autographband.net and pre-order it, and trust me, you will love it.
Oh, for sure. Beyond dropping November 18th, so people listening to this, buy it, purchase it, you know, and all that. And thank you, Simon. Thank you for your time, and I appreciate it. And keep rocking, man.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We'll keep in touch.
Okay, thank you.
Support the band. Find their new album. You will not be disappointed. This is a straight-up 80s with a twist album, 80s rock with new rock involved. A new twist, as Simon talked to us about. They're continuing on the band as Randy Rant, one of the last original players, has just passed away, and his wish was to continue the band and to keep on going with the band, right? And he is also a part of this album, by the way. His bass lines are all over the record, so his check mark is on there. So long live Randy Rant and long live Autograph. So let's support Autograph. Go to their socials. Go to their website, find them live. You can now catch them live. If you go to their socials, they have posted a couple of dates up there. We have you can find them a Rock Island Fest, Key West, Florida, on Saturday, January 21st. They'll be on the 80s cruise, year number 7, taking off from LA, California, of course, March 3rd, and that'll go on through March 10th. These dates are on their socials. You can find them on there. They'll be at the Wolf Den at the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut, Friday, April 28th. April 29th, they take off on another cruise. This one's called the Monsters of Rock Cruise, which you guys might have heard of before, taking off from Miami. That's from April 29th to the 5th, May 5th, that is. They'll be at the Crystal Grand Music Theater in Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin, on Friday, May 9th, and Saturday, July 22nd. That's the summer of 2023, Midsummer Music Fest, Minocqua, Minnesota. So you guys can find these deals also on their website. That's autographband.net. And so we thank Simon for making time. Thank you. We appreciate your time. And all you fans out there, rock listeners and metal listeners, supporters, thank you guys for supporting our podcast and your podcast. That Metal Interview podcast with your friend, James, all the way from the state of Texas. So anyways, don't forget to keep it metal.
That Metal Interview.